So now that we've established that Shachris, Mincha, Maariv follow a pattern, and they follow a pattern of Chesed, Din, and Rachamim, the morning is a time of brightness and joy, and everything's waking up. It's a time of divine grace and favor and giving. Mincha is a time of justice and judgment. Maariv is a time of mercy. So we stand in the morning in joyous gratitude, and in the afternoon in earnest self-examination, and in the evening, in the dark, in steadfast trust. We now need to look inwards and look at the inner structure of how tefillah works. That's really the meta structure. This is the inner structure. And the truth is that tefillahs and our siddur has been authored over different periods and contains within it many different things. Lots of different authors, lots of different periods, and they were forged into homogeneous unity by a final author. And once it was accepted by Klal Yisrael, it's also accepted into and formalized in halacha and can't be changed. But in order to really understand it, and it's a beautiful idea from Rav Munk based on the Zohar, we need to really get to grips with Yaakov's ladder based on a medrash. Because the pasuk tells us, V'hinei tzula mutzav ha'aretz v'ra'isha magia shamayma. And behold, there's a ladder set up on earth and the summit reaches the heavens. And the Zohar Kaddish says, this is talking about tefillah. Tefillah which we utter on earth reaches up to Shamayim. As it says in Sefer Melachim Beis, Perichas, V'ata Tishma Shamayim. Right, you've got to give ear, you're in heaven. What is a ladder? A ladder is the instrument of ascent. It symbolizes intensity that rises to a climax. It's the same thing with tefillah. The idea of tefillah, the goal of tefillah is to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is, so to speak, enthroned on high. In his tefillah, Yaakov asks and seeks the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In his dream, this is the way he's shown. The human mind must raise itself, step by step, above and beyond earthly limitations, until the point of the ladder, the summit of the ladder, he meets its presence. He meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the top of the ladder. But first you've got to climb the ladder. Only after we have risen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Malachim, first ascend the heavenly ladder to bring the earth tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod, and then they go down again. So we have to climb that ladder. And the Medrash assigns four rungs to this heavenly ladder. And the Rambam also has four stages in the story in the Torah. Four levels through which a human perception must advance to the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hinei Sulam Mutzav Aretz, the ladder being on the ground, that's a relationship and connection with all earthly beings, with the worlds beyond their own. Mutzav Aretz is the material world of sense, perception, and experience which all knowledge must start. Reisha Magia Shamayma, summit reaching to heaven, there's an next level of knowledge, the world of the tzaddikim and the heavenly spheres. Hinei malachei aleikim oilim v'yodim boi is the transcendental world of the malachim. The fourth and ultimate stage, the goal of human understanding, v'nei Hashem nitzav alav, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu at the top. And this is something which we'll have to develop a little bit more, because it really connects very beautifully to four different worlds as explained by the Shlah of Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus, which we need to understand in order to learn how to climb this ladder. Because we stand at the bottom, and our goal is to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is at the top.